News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Near Miami, the number of people dead is up to four. About 160 people are still unaccounted for after the collapse of an Oceanside condo building. Assistant Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Chief Ray Jadala says the search continues through the rubble.
We are listening for sounds. It's not specifically, you know, human sounds. It could be, you know, tapping. It could be steel, kind of twisting. It could be some of the debris kind of raining down.
Two heavy cranes began removing debris from the pile using large claws. Later today, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin learns his sentence for murder in the death of George Floyd. The sentence could be as high as 30 years. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein was asked what to expect.
A sentence that's going to be at least at the top end of the guidelines and potentially almost as high as the statutory max. Remember, although he's been convicted of all three counts, he can only be sentenced on the most severe, which is what carries that statutory max.
Though Chauvin is widely expected to appeal, he also still faces trial on federal civil rights charges, along with three other fired officers who have yet to have their state trials. Vice President Kamala Harris is making her first trip to the Mexico border. The AP's Alexandra Jaffe reports Harris is in a bit of a no-win situation.
Partly because it's taken her so long to visit, but also it's tough to say, going down for half a day, that it is more than a photo op. She likely won't have any new policies to announce, and that's what a lot of advocates are looking for. It really just depends on how she handles this visit, if it's seen as a success and a real reflection that the Biden administration is taking it seriously.
Consumer spending was flat last month, while incomes dropped for a second month as the impact of the government's individual impact payments waned. President Biden is naming a special diplomatic envoy for LGBTQ rights, Jessica Stern, executive director of Outright Action International. Stocks were mostly higher. This is AP News. After 11 years, Conan O'Brien wrapped up his TV talk show. Between NBC and TBS, Conan O'Brien has been a host for 28 years.
Please, really? It's getting creepy.
There were plenty of clips of old shows and a farewell from Will Ferrell.
I was there for your final late night show and your last Tonight Show episode and now this one.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of become a tradition.
I'll tell you what it is. It's f***ing exhausting.
As the final TBS show was wrapping up,
I have devoted all of my adult life, all of it, to pursuing this strange phantom intersection between smart and stupid.
O'Brien got serious.
It's not easy to do, but try and do what you love with people you love. And if you can manage that, it's the definition of heaven on earth.
This is not the end of Conan.
Good night. Thank you very much.
Conan O'Brien's next venture is a weekly variety series for HBO Max, set to premiere next year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.